We're focusing on the organization HealthLit Now on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by the president, Barry Hillman, vice president, Dr. Todd Stolp, and also joined by Carlos Giesdorf. He is the Miwok Language Program Manager for the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians, also involved in the program. Barry Hillman, next thing I want to ask you about is just the school involvement with HealthLit Now. Have you been embraced by the local schools?
We have, BJ, and we're most grateful for all of the support that we've received, beginning with the superintendent of schools office, Margie Balkin, and her staff who participate in the program by providing support for the individual stations. In addition to that, while we initially had some reluctance or questions on the part of individual schools about our involvement there, they now embrace the program fully and look forward to us coming every year. In fact, encourage us to come and participate with them. So it's been wonderful.
That's great to hear. Dr. Stolp, in addition to health literacy programs and educating the area youth, do you anticipate there to be scholarships at some point?
We do indeed. We have scholarships that are going to be made available. We'll get the announcement out there, and anyone listening that has a youngster that's approaching the end of high school on the horizon, we want them to consider applying for scholarships. These are not just scholarships for people interested in a four-year college, but perhaps simply a six-week certificate in phlebotomy or something else related to health. The details about how the scholarships will be analyzed and distributed will be forthcoming through a committee with HealthLit Now. I just wanted to add to what Barry pointed out about the schools. The contribution of the teachers and the volunteers cannot be overemphasized how important that is to the success of this program. There are some wonderfully dedicated people out there that are making this all possible.
Barry Hillman, I know as well you sent me a link to some videos that were taken in regards to the program. So for people who might be interested in seeing those and go to the website and learn more information, what's the way to do so?
Thanks for mentioning that, BJ. Yes, we have some wonderful videos up there. One that we produced last year, another one this year that will provide a lot of information about the program. The website is www.explorehcc.org. So it's explorehcc.org.
We'll put that link as well in the story promoting the show on mymotherlode.com. We've got about a few minutes left. I might just go around the table for some quick closing comments. We've got a lot of information packed in. Carlos Giesdorf, I'll go to you first. You know, any closing comments as we wrap up here?
if anything that I get out to the people and just to share with them and my participation with these gentlemen and the organization, very promising and positive for the youth and their futures and the health careers and stuff like that, is preservation is the key, you know. Take care of Mother Earth, and at the same time, get to know your local tribe within the area, and I know there's two within this county. Just get to know them and see what they got to share with you, because there's a lot of teachings for, you know, thousands of years that we've been in existence in this area, and, you know, our people are still living. We say, Miwo Yatik Achup. Our people living, and once again, I thank you. From me to you, I thank you for allowing me to share some things with you.
Thank you as well. And Dr. Stolp, any closing comments or things we didn't mention yet?
I think you've covered the issues really well, BJ. And I want to thank you for getting this information out there. I know there are people who are having difficulty accessing health care, and hopefully some of the information that we're planting these seeds in the youth will eventually help their families to achieve health.
It's been nice talking to you as well. We've talked to you for years as Tuolumne County Health Officer, so it's always nice to see you again, kind of resurface here with HealthLit Now. And Barry Hillman, any closing comments?
Well, I just want to, again, extend my thanks to all of the organizations throughout the community and our individual volunteers who have made this program possible, and certainly to invite others to come and see the program and consider joining us and making these presentations to the kids. It's something that we can really do locally that is a very, very positive thing for the entire community.
Have you been doing quite a few presentations to various groups to get the message out?
We haven't. Our schedule is so busy with the schools right now that this is a wonderful opportunity to get that message out there, and we certainly would hope to be able to present to service clubs and things like that in the future.
Well, great information on today's show. I want to thank you all three for coming in today.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, we've been talking about HealthLit Now on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm B.J. Hansen, your host. We've been joined in studio by the group's president, Barry Hillman, the vice president, Dr. Todd Stolp, and Carlos Giesdorf, the Miwok Language Program Manager for the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. We'll be back next week with another Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.